What's poppin'? All right, y'all. I'm gonna try to get. I'm home. The auto bar is actually where this story starts. So I'm gonna get a little close. If you've ever seen me perform here, I usually like to jump into the crowd, but y'all don't seem like the jumping to the crowd type of crowd tonight. So just gonna try to get a little comfortable here. We talk about this thing. It is one of my favorite nights of my life that is also one of my most embarrassing moments of my life. And it's the night that Soul Cannon opened for Mos Def. So we had a show here, and, you know, this was 2009. Baltimore was, oh man, we was killing it. You heard Dan Deacon mentioned a couple times, that's the homie. You heard Future Islands mentioned a couple times, they the homies. You know, I mean, the Auto Bar was where we did the motherfucking thing. And for me, I was like, ooh, my band, if anybody knows Soul Cannon in here? Oh, okay, all right. See, I knew, like, I'm rapping over some weird shit. You feel me? Like, I'm not rapping over 4-4. Like, we doing 3-5-7. You know what I mean? Like, all kind of crazy shit. So, you know, I'm getting to implement, like, my rap self into a world that I had never seen before. I don't know nothing about punk music. I don't know nothing about this electronic, what Rodney was saying, the play school instruments and all. I don't know about none of that shit. I just say, yo, let's fucking kill this shit. I come out here. Every time Auto Bar calls, I'm going to give you the show. And at the end of a night, one night, Auto Bar, Emily Rabbit comes up to me. And she said, we want y'all to open for Mos Def. I said, this is not happening right now. I am too high for this right now. You are fucking with me, Emily. Are you serious? Are you playing games? Sure enough, she said, Wednesday, September 16th, Mos Def is coming through here on the Ecstatic Tour, and we want y'all to open up. And I said, oh, it's happening. I'm about to be famous, nigga. What? I had never opened for a famous person before. It's 2022 now. It's 2009. I'll be 42 in September. I have done this many times since then, but this is my first rodeo, and it's Mos Def, nigga. Like, what? Like, what are you, what? Are you playing with me? In September, in Virgo season, I'm a Virgo. This is destiny. We are famous, nigga, already. We about to be famous. So, Emily Rabbit tells me out there in the parking lot with all my niggas. When my niggas used to come to the shows and be like, yo, I don't know what that other weird white shit y'all was doing, yo, but you rock that shit, yo. I don't know how you rap over that shit, but my nigga, like, yo, you got these white bitches in here loving this shit. So they with me, right? And then Emily come tell me that shit. I said, nigga, Mos Def. They said, nigga, what? We famous. September 16th, Ecstatic Tour is going down. So the date comes, and all of a sudden this nigga got everybody on the bill. It's a nigga from the Soundbomb and 2 album that don't nobody know, named Medina Green on the bill. It's some other dude, I don't know who he is. They coming after, so they like, y'all going first. And then after that, it's Mos Def and Talib come out and do a Black Star performance. Jay Electronica goes on before that. And then Mos Def does the Ecstatic thing. And I'm like, yo, we going first? Every single person that I talked to knew that I was about to open for Mos Def from then on. Like, I mean, I sold so many tickets. $35. Motherfuckers know me all my life. I've been doing free and $5 shows. They was tracking me down to get the $35 tickets to 3 tickets. So we got the crowd in that bitch. It's crazy. They coming out. I know they coming out. We get there for soundcheck, and all day I've been saying, if you see Mos Def, do not freeze up. I know this ain't never happened to you. I know that you knew this was going to happen for you, but you never been in a situation. So don't freeze up. Whatever you do, don't freeze up. So Soul Candy, we get up there early. We got a documentarian, my man David Elliott. If y'all know my video, Be Great, David Elliott directed Be Great. And this is David Elliott, yeah. So this David Elliott, first time, he done already told me, nigga, you need something. I'll film this shit. I said, nigga, Mos Def, September 16th. You got to be there. You got to be there for the sound check, the whole shit. So we up there. We doing sound check. We sound checking. You know, and we trying to get this shit tight. We got a chemistry with the sound man, which is, oh, by the way, that is a key thing if you want success. Especially in this city, make sure you build a relationship with your sound man, because I have seen them walk away from some assholes. Mic's off, amp is gone, like done. Like don't be dumb, my nigga. Like you know. So we in there, we finessing the sound man. We in there, we jamming because nobody else shows up that early for sound check. That's opening. So we in that bitch. And, you know, we finish one song and I turn around and Mos Def is standing. This is at Sonar. Anybody remember Sonar? So we at Sonar and Mos Def is standing right here with a little boy that I'm going to assume is his son because we haven't heard any weird stories yet. So, sound man, I turn around, we finish the song. Mos Def is standing right there with a little boy. And I fucking froze, bro. I fucking froze. Not only did I freeze, at the same time that I froze, in my mind, we were arguing. We were saying, nigga, we said all day we wasn't going to freeze. What are you doing right now? Say hi or something, nigga. What are you doing? So I said nothing. And then Mos goes, don't let me interrupt y'all. Keep going. And he walked behind me. Nigga. He walked behind me. There was an extra set of drums on a stage. And he just sat at the drums. And we did another song. We sound checked. And we just fucking left. Because I couldn't deal with it no more. This is too much. This is way too much. I got to get ready. I got niggas from elementary school coming out tonight. Like, I ain't got time for you, Mos. You playing games. I don't know who this little boy is. Like, y'all, it's just too much happening. So we go, we get ready. The show happens. And we fucking smash, man. I'm not even going to bullshit you. Is anybody in here that was there that night? Okay, that's fine. This is being recorded, and it's going to go on WTMD. So I know I'm not lying, because somebody is going to be like, that nigga was lying. That shit never happened. No, this happened. So we killed it. We rocked that shit. And Jay Electronica came out drunk as hell. Jay Electronica like had a fifth of Jack Daniels. Barely do a set. I'm smoking and drinking with everybody that night. This is the night I realized that rappers have different kind of weed. And weed, like hip-hop weed. Y'all not ready for hip-hop weed. Like, it's not even the rappers, it's the entourage. Like, they just blunts going around, like backstage. Talib is back there. Jay Electronica is back there. Mos is going to show up again at some point, I guess. We don't know what's happening, but it's just crazy. And I'm in my zone, because I'm going back and forth between backstage, and then people texting me like, yo, I'm outside. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? Because, yo, I come back. End of the night, I got an entourage of people that want to party after the show. We ready to rock and roll. I run into Jay Electronica outside of Sonar. We take a picture with a nigga that looked like DJ Red Alert, and I found out the next morning he wasn't DJ Red Alert when I posted it on Facebook. But, so, Jay Electronica, you know, we take the picture. He stumbles off, and Mos walks up to me. I got like four or five cars waiting for me. They watching me take a picture of Jay Electronica. Then Mos Def walk up to me, and he says, yo, what's up? Where can I get some crab cakes right now? And so what I said was, Well, no, see. That's a very 2022 answer. This is September 16th, 2009. It's like, I don't know what time at night. So I say the upper deck. The upper deck was a carryout spot on Utah Street that stayed open real late, and they crab cakes was banging. So I said, yo, Phil is here. I told you, somebody, look, am I lying? Am I lying? I'm not lying. Okay, somebody else is here to witness. All right, so I gave Mos Def directions to upper deck. Because I got my peoples with me, man. We just fucking rock this shit tonight, boy. Like, I gotta go, Mos. Like, but you can go to upper deck. Utah Street. Banging ass crab cakes. We about to do our thing. Nice meeting you. And I felt good about myself. I got up the next morning. I went to work because the coworkers came out, bro. Like, the coworkers brought tickets. They was there. They seen me. I felt good about myself. But I had a homeboy. Rest in peace, my man Jamari. He passed away in 2011. I had a homeboy named Jamari from Harlem, New York. We were stationed in the Navy together. And when I got out the Navy, Jamari supported everything I did. And when he knew I was opening, he checked in on me. He said, I can't make it up there for the show, but kill that shit, rock that shit. He calls me the next morning. I'm sitting out of work. I'm about to walk into work. I feel wonderful. He said, tell me about the night. I told him everything I just told y'all and more. Because there was other shit that happened. I mean, there was a woman there that night that I have a child with now. There was a lot of shit that happened. So I just give him all the shit, all the story, the whole story. And then I tell him about Mos Def asking me where to go get crab cakes. And I say, yo, you know what I'm saying? And I have my peoples with me. And I told him, go down upper deck. And he said, you did what? Are you serious, nigga? I said, yeah, y'all told him to go down upper deck. He said, why didn't you take him to go get crab cakes? I had my peoples waiting. I mean, I didn't. He said, nigga, you're never going to get this opportunity again. And I was like, fuck. I just felt amazing, though, yo. He said, yo, you could have took this nigga to get crab cakes, yo. You could have been sitting down eating crab cakes with Mos Def, and he would have left and been like, my man Easy Jackson took me to get crab cakes. It's never happening again. And I say, you know what? No, what? Fuck that, Jamari. It's happening again. It's fine. We out here. Soul Cannon. Rolling Stone said Baltimore the best fucking music scene. I'm doing shit at the Art of Bar. I know Dan Deacon. Nigga, it's going to happen again. And lo and behold, one day, Mos Def says, I'm never performing in America again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever meet one of your idols and they ask you where to find crab cakes, if you gotta make them bitches yourself, call me. I know how to make crab cakes.